Joining us once again is a man who doesn't need an introduction, but I can give him one anyway, because I saw some things I'd never known before. Not only, okay, first of all, he's a musician, singer, songwriter, of course. He's a film composer with 22 films to his credit. You might know him as Dougie Franklin from The Red Green Show, and of course, Juno Award-winning songwriter, singer, who's helped form the bedrock of the Canadian soundscape. Just amazing. Please welcome back to the program, Ian Thomas.
Well, that's a nice welcome, Dave. Beautiful.
And I love that you laughed at the Dougie Franklin thing, because that tickles a lot of people.
Well, that was just such fun. Little window in time with Steve Smith just said, hey, you want to come over and play? And he had this idea of, you know, me being a monster truck driver guy. And it was something to do that was different. It was a hoot. We had fun.
That's amazing. And the reason we're talking, let's get right to this. You're on tour, and I love the name of this tour, Not Gone Yet.
Well, yeah, I've been losing a lot of friends lately in my age group. And, you know, just this last year, two relatively close ones with Shirley Eichhardt and Miles Goodwin. And so, you get to a certain point when you realize how important every day is. And that's where I'm at. I'm having so much fun actually playing these arrangements like you remember them, having a full band. I haven't had a full band on tour since 81. So I put this together for the first time last April, and it went over so well. We had a wonderful tour. I'm having a great time.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, being back with the band. That must be a nice feel. And have you worked with these musicians before? Did you get to handpick them, or have you known them for a long time?
I've known them for a very long time. Actually, sitting in on a good whack of this tour is the bass player from the Boomers, Peter Cardinelli, just an amazing bass player. The reason he's subbing in is because my bass player, Paul Anson, he's just taken on a big film project, so he's had to sit out a few of the gigs, but he's coming back towards the end of the tour. So I've known both of these guys. They're like family to me. And same with Johnny Z on guitar. He did a couple of solos on the Runner album back in 81. So, you know, we go way, way back. And Kevin Adamson on keys, I think I've known him since around 92. Just a marvelous. I love the way he plays piano, and he has a chance to do some really, really beautiful stuff in this show. So it's not only is it fun, but there's some serious playing going on.
I wanted to ask you, how is your approach to music writing and the way you arrange and the way music comes to you changed over the years, or has it?
Well, no, I just follow what I hear in my head, pretty much. It's the joy of creating. I love a sound canvas. I've always loved music production. You know, when you listen to even, you know, things like the Glider album, and that was quite an exploratory album for me sonically. You know, there were a lot of interesting things in the making of that album that I heard in my head. You know, I heard that recorder sound for the line on Pilot. It was just such a cool sounding instrument. And actually, we create it. It sounds exactly like the record on stage. It's fantastic. So in some respects, when we're playing these songs, wow, I'm kind of sitting in the cockpit of that I'm so used to, and the soundscape of what I'm hearing is just, it certainly transports me, I'll tell you.
That's incredible. And I pulled up Spotify the other day. I said, Ian Thomas, guess what came up in this order? Painted Ladies, Pilot, Right Before Your Eyes, Hold On, Coming Home. It's just an amazing. And then I realized this is part of my life and my sound, and every single one brought up Recall. It was incredible. And I have to thank you personally for the music, because it just reaches me, it touches me. I love it. And your hooks, the melody, it's just, you're unlike any other in that way. Just the way you do it is just amazing.
Oh, bless you, Dave. Thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Speaking with Ian Thomas once again, the Not Gone Yet Tour, and he's coming to Brantford, Sanderson Center, June 21st, June 24th, Burlington Performing Arts Center. Ian Thomas, thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for the music.
My, absolutely my pleasure, Dave. Nice talking to you.